Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Friday, September 20th. The grains closed lower with December corn down 2 cents, closing at 370 and three quarters. November beans down 10 and a quarter cents, closing at 882 and three quarters. And December wheat down 3 3/4 cents, closing at 484 and a quarter. Grains tried to open up a little bit, they opened up a little bit lower, rallied on news that the president was going to ease tariffs on 400 Chinese products. He said the talks were going great. And then a couple hours later, about 11:30, president came out and said that he wants a total deal, not just an agricultural deal, which sent the stock market and the grains sharply lower. And then the Chinese retaliated by canceling their farm tour in the U.S. That sent pork prices down the limit at one point, put more pressure on corn and beans. Certainly not what we need to be hearing out here. If it's good news, tell us. If it's bad news, tell us. But don't tell us it's good news in the morning and 2 hours later change your mind. I mean, it's just the same garbage that's been going on for 6 months out here. At any rate, it wasn't good news for the grains or the livestock, and prices moved lower. The weather's pretty good. Plenty of harvest activity should be going on before the rains hit. We're just getting into the harvest. From what my clients are telling me, Illinois and Indiana are in rough shape. Tennessee's in pretty good shape. Missouri in the east is having some problems, certainly. But Iowa's kind of variable, which is pretty much what you'd expect out here. I think we're going to see the best yields in the beginning as the early planted corn comes in first. Like I said, the weather to finish up these crops is going to be good. That could add a little bit to the yields overall, but I still think when we're all said and done, there's just too many gaps in these crops, and we just don't know how bad the prevent planted acres are out here. So, you know, in the meantime, as I've been saying, if the funds want to sell it, which they did today, we're going lower. When they want to buy it, they'll cover it and we'll move higher. I don't see any compelling bullish story out here. There's certainly no frost, no real problems in Brazil. Australia and Argentina remain dry, but really don't see much out here. The Minneapolis wheat was up 15 cents at one point off of the wet weather in Montana. They're having trouble getting that crop out. It broke a dime off the highs as everything else broke. But long term, you know, Minneapolis is probably a buy on the breaks out here. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call. 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.